Welcome back, everybody. Big, big thanks to my last two special guests, Ben Cottrell and Michaela Kohlstock of the Madison Hurlers, sharing some of an ancient Gaelic sport called hurling with all of us. It is a bunch of fun to watch. I have a number of friends that play on the Milwaukee hurling team, and it is a hangout. It is a damn good time. It is a fun sport to watch. You definitely want to check it out wherever you may be. Big thanks to all of them, and happy St. Patrick's Day to each and every one of you. And yeah, we took a little break from politics. Don't worry, I'll be back tomorrow to talk about politics again. There'll be plenty to talk about, you know, like the Alien Enemies Act that's only ever been invoked when we've actually had a declared war. You know, things like that. We'll talk all about it tomorrow. We've got Diane from Madison texting in. She wanted to know a little bit more of some of the resources and places that my mom went when she started to look into our family's genealogy. I shared in this hour that I have two branches of my family on my mother's side that come from Ireland, the Hayeses and the Hickeys. The Hickeys from County Meath, north of Dublin, and the Hayeses primarily from County Cork. And yes, you can always start with 23andMe and FamilyTree.com and Ancestry and figure out what your blood tells folks about where you may be from. But primarily, my mom really used oral histories to get an idea of where to look. So by talking to her mother, some of her older aunts, she really established and wrote down a significant amount of our family's story. Where did they come into the country? For example, Hugh Hickey came through Canada. He didn't come directly to the United States. But the next place to go and look at are basically all of your vital records. So birth certificates, death certificates, marriage certificates, but also military records. These are really helpful. The National Archives here in the United States. You can also look for land deeds. If you know your family moved to a particular place, you know that there was some land in your family, call up that county's register of deeds. Ask, hey, are there any deeds in this name from this decade or a couple of decades with this last name on them? Now, not every county register of deeds has their documents in electronic form. Not all of them are searchable in electronic form. So my mom did a lot of traveling to places to actually go through documents, to look on microfiche. My gosh, I'm dating myself. Yeah, actually getting out the old marriage and death certificates and looking at stuff in microfiche. The other big category of documents that can be very helpful if you are interested in your family's genealogy are naturalization records. Back when my ancestors came here, the United States basically was like, if you show up, we'll eventually make you a citizen and we'll naturalize you. My ancestors did eventually have to apply for it. And they were before even the Ellis Island period of time. There was actually like more process involved from like the early 1800s through about the 1850s. There's less process. You just needed to be here for a certain amount of time, document that you were here, and you would become naturalized as a citizen. But those naturalization records with the National Archives, again, military records with the National Archives, or you can contact the specific branch of the military that you think your ancestor may have served in. Other than governments, churches, synagogues, or other places of worship that your family that you know may have worshiped there, they often will have a record of a marriage, for example, or a birth. And also, my mom did contact, and she did this via snail mail back in the day. Via snail mail, she contacted a lot of churches and a number of government agencies in Ireland by by writing them, hey, do you have records related to this family with this surname and first name, and looking at it that way. Here in the United States, the Church of Latter-day Saints, Mormons, have really, I mean, they are like the genealogists here, both in Salt Lake City, but I believe the Church of Latter-day Saints also has a genealogical library here in Milwaukee, So that's another thing to check out. So again, writing to churches or places of worship, writing to the government agencies, visiting, going there, national archives. You can also write to cemeteries, see if they have a particular record of who is interned there. That can help a lot if you're trying to find out where an ancestor may have been buried. One of the challenges that my mother ran into was that some of our family's records were lost or destroyed because of the famine. This is often one of the stumbling blocks you'll run into. If you are interested in this stuff, my mom's biggest piece of advice was to go take a class on genealogy and sit down and talk to your elders. Sit and talk with people. It's the best source of your own family history. Because on today, we're all Irish. So my best St. Patrick's Day wishes to all of you and yours and your families, wherever you come from. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But always remember, it's better when we stand together as Americans, as immigrants, as Irish, German, Polish, Venezuelan, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, wherever you are from, let's stand together. Have a good one.